Good morning. Welcome to Focus Church. I'm Pastor Ryan.
And I'm Pastor Shalee. You can have a seat right there where you
are. Yes. Oh, Pastor Shalee, we started our Christmas celebration last weekend with family Christmas, and we had so many surprises, so many presents. It was awesome.
It was so amazing. But Pastor Ryan,
yep.
It was so amazing, and we had so much stuff planned that we couldn't fit it in just one weekend. So this is part two of family Christmas.
Yes, part two. Well, welcome to part two of family Christmas. And you know, last weekend, Pastor Shalee, 3 people said yes to Jesus and made him the leader of their lives. This is so awesome. Let's celebrate that right now.
We love that. We love when people go to their next level with God, and we're excited that we have some awesome things coming up for that.
Definitely. Now, if you ever make Jesus the leader of your life, the next step to do is to get water baptized to let people know, hey, I prayed that prayer. I put Jesus in charge of my life. And next weekend, we're doing water baptism right here in this room in all our services. But we need you to sign up. We need you to let us know. And you can do that by going to findfocus.org/baptism to sign up. One of our pastors will get a hold of you and give you all the details of what you need to know in order to do that. And we already have so many people signed up, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about baptism next weekend, so get signed up.
Very, very good. Now, Pastor Shalee, I was looking on the calendar.
Yes.
And I saw that Tuesday's coming.
Tuesday is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It comes Tuesday. Every week. Every week Tuesday comes.
Are you
comes.
Sure?
Yes.
Well, this particular Tuesday ends in a Y. And why do I say
every,
that?
Every day.
Because it's also a date on the calendar. It's December 24th, which is also... Oh, you're not with me. You got to be with me.
I didn't hear that. On Tuesday, it's...
There we go. It's Christmas Eve.
That's right. It's Christmas Eve this Tuesday.
It's almost present time.
It does. It means it's almost present time, but it also means that we will be celebrating Christmas right here at Focus Church on Christmas Eve evening at 4:30 p.m.
Does that really count as evening at 4:30? That's
well,
kind of like afternoon.
Depends on who you are.
Well, there's a reason why we do it so early, because here's what we want you to think about is that you have family traditions of what you do for Christmas, but we're saying include the story of Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas as part of it. So if you come here at 4:30, we're done by 5:30, then you have plenty of time to go do dinner and open presents early and
do all the things that you
do
after that.
Do I get to open presents early this year?
You get to open a present early.
One.
We always open one on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
anybody else have that tradition in your family? You open one present on Christmas Eve?
That sounds wonderful, except we already know what it is. It's Christmas jammy, so we're all matching when we get up in the next morning.
Shh! You're not supposed to tell the surprise. Our kid is right there on the keyboard.
And he's right there on the drums, too.
And right there on the drums.
Okay. You guys in here.
Sorry, I was looking that direction. We care about you, too.
Well, we want you to make it part of your Christmas tradition. There's plenty of time to still do what you would do for a family. But plan to be here at 4:30. It's going to be amazing. We got some surprises.
We do. We'll do communion and candlelight and
singing. And there's going to be some awesome presentations up on stage. And there's going to be a gift for every family.
Every family gets a gift this Christmas Eve. You will want to be here to get that, because it'll be a part of your Christmas this year, we hope.
I think it'll be a part of your Christmas when you get this gift. It'll be awesome. Now, Pastor Shalee.
Yes.
I heard a rumor that somebody in this room is going to go on a shopping spree at Target.
Somebody
is winning a Target gift card, and they're sitting in this room, because in a little bit, we're going to be drawing out a winner. But they had to have registered to be in the drawing. And if you would say, hey, I didn't know about that, I want to be a part of it, it's not too late. You can register right now. Listen to this address. You're going to go to it on your phone. Findfocus.org/target. It's easy.
Findfocus.org/target.
You want to register right now. You can register right now, and you'll still be in the drawing. Yep. You have a chance.
If you already registered, you're in the drawing.
You're in the drawing.
Like, if you registered for this service, you're in it. If you haven't,
make sure that you
get
show
on there.
I'm here at the 10:45
I'm here at the 10:45
service.
Because you somebody here, it might be you or you.
You know,
or you.
Last night, there was this family that won, and they told us afterwards that yesterday afternoon, they went to Target and pretended like they had already won. And they went on saying, this is what I would pick, and this is what I would pick. And they went on a virtual shopping spree.
Yes.
And then they won.
They won.
Yeah,
That's so cool. They were like prepared for
they
it.
They were.
They were so excited. It was fun to see that.
The little girl came up to me after. She said, Pastor, thank you. But I already know what we're getting. We have all our presents picked out.
they were going to buy Christmas at Target that night. So that's so fun.
So make sure you sign up. Findfocus.org/Target. That's it. Now, Everyone who came in today, you should have got a card that has a number on it. Pull that card out right now. Pull that card, because that's something we call an access card, but this is the way that we're going to give away some presents today. So if this iPad here comes up with your number, you want to identify yourself right away and come up here. You're going to come up on the stage, come sit on the couch. We got a present for you.
Yeah, we got a present for you, but don't open it because we're all opening them together. Are you ready, Pastor Ryan? Here we go.
Here's the first number.
If your number is number 19.
If you're number 19, come
on up.
On the stage.
19.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Pastor Ryan, I think this guy always picks the right number because I'm pretty sure he got to win last week, too.
Hey.
You never know what's going to happen.
We promise this is totally random.
And we don't know your number, so it'd be hard for us to choose.
On the couch there.
Here we go.
We're squeezing on the couch.
Squeeze right there. It's number 31. Who's got 31? Ooh, there's somebody coming up to join him
on the couch.
I'm resetting it. Here we go. It's one more. Number four. Who has four?
Who's got four?
We see number four, somebody who was here early.
Hey!
There it is, coming up here.
Come on up here, yeah. There we go, we got some presents to give away. Pastor Shalee. I think we can squeeze one more person up on the stage.
I don't know. She's standing for me, so
I know.
Do you want to have somebody else stand with you?
Okay,
sure. She says sure. Here we go. Ready?
Another number here.
Number 16. Who got 16 today?
Hey!
Oh, there we go. Yes. It's a family affair up here.
Okay, there we go.
Very cool.
Okay, so we are going to count down from 5 down to 1, and then they're going to open their presents. Are you ready? Let's do this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Open your present.
Here we go. They're getting some fun stuff open here. What are we giving away today? There's blankets over there.
They got 50-year anniversary
nice
blankets from
blankets.
Focus Church.
I think, there's a scarf in this
scarf
one right here.
And
yeah.
We got it. It looks like it's a
journal,
a 50th anniversary journal.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Congrats. You guys can
Merry
head
Christmas.
On back to your seats.
Now, Pastor Shalee, what the...
All right. Pastor Ryan.
Yes.
They got some awesome stuff. What they might not know is that the 50th anniversary is this year.
Of this church.
Of this church is 50 years this year.
That it's 50 years being in Sun Prairie, not 50 years of Shalee and I being at this church.
No, because we're not that old.
No. No, not at all.
But, we might be wise, but we're not that old. Or maybe we're not wise. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? We're here having fun because we like giving out presents. As a matter of fact, can we pull out another number? Because I've got in my pockets.
Do you guys have your numbers out still?
Because I've got a $25 gift card to this place. Does anybody know what this place is? Starbucks. Yes,
people might need some coffee because you might have been up late wrapping presents.
Great.
Here we go.
Okay,
you might be out shopping today. You might need to swing by the Starbucks.
Kid wins this.
Number 8.
Hey!
Oh, it was a kid, kind of. There we go.
It's
not a little kid, but he is still a kid.
You can hold on to that.
Maybe he can. Maybe he can buy his mom a drink this week.
Oh.
That'd be kind of fun. Or maybe his dad. His dad's here with. Oh, we could give it a present. I don't know. I don't know if I'd do that if I were him. I think
you know what?
Take his dad to Starbucks. It'd be good.
Go try that triple fat skinny something.
Latte, three espresso shots.
Well, you know,
I think you should get the three espresso shots. That'd be good.
There we go. So, Pastor Shalee, today we started this theme last week. We're continuing today this idea of presence. And we like giving presents. We like receiving presents. And we're learning about God's presence and how it was his present to us. And I said presence like 14 times there. Did you catch that?
And he said presence and presence.
And presence.
And presence.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We asked some experts about what's the best present of all. And so we're going to find out what the experts have to say. And by the way, the experts are in this room every single week.
Yeah.
They're the kids of the church, the kids of the Next Gen Center. So we filmed them. They're telling us what the best present of all is.
What's the best present? Let's find out.
What's the best present ever?
A dog.
My computer. A new pet. Probably Jesus.
I will say, iPad.
Wow.
A copy of Minecraft.
Very best
Gushmallow in a whole war.
Mystery Mini from a hockey stick.
A new swing set. Or a ball.
I put a giant candy bomb in the house from Christmas.
I love a Roblox game. A candy game.
What I want for Christmas is a joyful broadcast. What I want for Christmas is an Xbox and a PC game.
A candy doll.
Jesus. The giant Lego set.
A Mario Kart.
Cat toy. Stubby bunny.
Maybe some flowers.
The best present ever is a telescope.
A phone.
Cowboy boots.
PS5.
A scooter.
A rainbow kit.
I want a Lego.
A Transformer Lego.
An iPad.
The best gift is an iPhone 16.
PS4.
Robux.
A huge stuffed animal.
Squishmallow.
Anything.
Metal Plus 3.
Gift cards.
Big stuffed animal.
Probably a stuffed animal too.
Pastor Ryan, I love that one kid wanted a Lego.
A Lego, yes.
I think they could take care of that.
A Lego.
Just one.
Yeah, I mean, and I then step he, on Legos all the time.
Yeah, we have too many at our house still.
Yep.
And our kids are pretty grown.
But I also like the kid who said, I want Legos, and the next kid one-upped them, so I want Transformer Legos, you know.
Yeah. Just one. They want Transformer Lego.
So, you know, parents, if you haven't gotten presents for your kids yet, there's some ideas what the best present ever would be.
And get them a candy cane.
But sometimes when
said.
We get into the Christmas season, we get a little jaded. We start thinking that, wait a second, it's become too commercialist. Like all these stores putting out the Christmas decorations at the beginning of October.
Yeah, like, it's like super
it's
early.
It's creeping and creeping is longer. And Black Friday was not Black Friday. It was like Black Week. And then an extra week,
I would say like Black Month, it's like all
something.
Along, yeah.
I mean, and we start thinking, why is all these stores pushing buying presents? If they weren't pushing, we wouldn't do presents. But it's not true. No. Because the Christmas story, the real Christmas story, is about presents. God was the first one who gave a present on the day that Jesus was born because he was the present. Jesus was the present. And even in the celebration of the story, presents were given. And so when you give presents and you receive presents, you're doing what's part of the original Christmas story. And that's so much fun.
I love that.
And, you know, we like giving presents here at Focus Church. And we also like focusing on what the Bible says about things, not just what we think things are. Mm-hmm. And so we want to mash the two together and give out some presents and talk about what the Bible really says about the Christmas story. And in order to do that, Pastor Shalim, I think we're going to need some help.
We need some help.
We do need some help. We're going to need a kid to help us out.
To come help us up here on
Can
stage.
Can you go find a kid
I
somewhere
gotta
in the audience?
I got to find a kid out here
now,
in the audience.
Now, I'll just tell you, none of these kids are pre-picked.
I got to see.
Shalim is picking them out right now on the fly.
I'm looking for
someone
some kids
is getting
in
a present.
This place. Who could help me out? Let me see here. Mm-hmm.
Now, Pastor Shalim, let me help you. You're supposed to be picking a girl.
Oh, I have to pick a girl. So if you're a boy, I can't pick you right
now.
That
kind of
cuts
it in half.
I got to have your hand down. If you're a girl, I could choose you. Let's see. I see one way over there. Can you help me? Yeah, your hand went way up. Come on over here.
There
I saw her.
Let's
she's
give
like
her hand and she comes
some kids
up on
are
the
like
stage.
Me, not me, me, not
there
me. I'm not
go.
Really
come
sure.
Come on
if
up
you should
here,
pick
yeah.
Me or not.
Come on up here. Come sit on the couch with us. You're gonna sit in the middle between
come sit
us.
Right here.
Okay, we've got a present
spot.
For you. Do you know what you do with presents? What do you do with presents? You open
she
them.
Said
that's
open
right.
Them.
You open presents. That's an important thing to know. It's just not a pretty picture that goes, you know, a decoration.
But the wrapping is so nice, and we should all just enjoy it.
You know what? That's the problem I have with the presents underneath our tree. I think there's more decorations than there are actual presents.
You think?
It feels that way.
Maybe.
Can I just open them today?
No.
But can she open her present today?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's let her open
here
her present.
Here you go. You get to open one before Christmas. This is kind of crazy.
Breaking
it's not even
rules.
Christmas Day.
Yes.
It's not even Christmas Eve and we're opening presents.
Oh,
so crazy.
You're going to slide the rope all the way down. Get it off. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
It's kind of tricky stuff here, these ribbons.
You got to find where the seam is and tear it. Let me just
she
give
a
you
terror?
A public service announcement. Wrapping paper is only meant to be used once. So it's supposed to be torn.
Tear the paper.
Help the rest of your family. They're just being polite and telling, you know, being nice and waiting. Just tear the paper. Okay.
Look at her.
Okay, she's getting it. I think she's getting it.
I can almost see it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're getting it off there.
Oh, yep. Tearing it off. Now, this present is your present. And what do you have here?
What is this?
Oh, we have a baby doll. Yes.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
She's given a little bit more of the paper back there. She saw me do it. She's holding on to it.
She's a good helper.
She is.
So she got a baby doll as a present. And did you know that one of the main characters of the Christmas story is a baby? There's a baby in the Christmas story. And not only is there a baby in the Christmas story, there's someone who takes care of a baby. Do you know what we call a person who takes care of babies?
Who takes care of babies?
A mom or dad?
Yeah.
Yep. And so you can't have a baby without a mama. So so we need to talk about the mama in the story. And I wonder if there are any moms here today. You know, there's actually one special mom in the Christmas story. Her name is Mary.
Mary. Do we have a Mary in the house?
I thought Mary was supposed to be here today. Where is Mary? Does anyone see Mary?
Do you see a Mary? Yeah, she sees her. Where is she? Here she comes, Mary.
Oh, wow. Here's Mary. So she looks pretty good for being 2,000 years old.
And, yeah, you're looking really well.
She traveled a long way to Bethlehem and to Sun Prairie.
She's come a long ways to here.
Yeah. So
it was kind of cold in the snow, I'm saying.
Oh, that would not be fun. You probably should get some shoes, some boots or something. That'd be helpful. Now, some things that the Bible says about this character, Mary, that Mary was actually a young girl. Like, she was, like, in her teens. And at that time, she was engaged to be married to a guy named Joe. Yep, she was engaged.
Or Joseph.
Joseph for long. Yep, Joe for short.
Yes.
Okay. Or Joey for...
a child.
I guess.
Maybe when he was little, they called him that.
But that's also the name of the baby kangaroo.
That was way off track. Let's get back to the Bible story.
So Mary, what the Bible says about Mary is that Mary loved God with all her heart. And that when God thought about Mary, it just put a smile on his face because she's like, you're the one. She picked.
They found favor with Mary.
Yes. And favor with God.
Mm-hmm.
Mary found favor with God.
Yeah.
Here we go. And now, we've got this Mary over here, and we got this kid who has a baby. Would you like to go with Mary to go do something special? She's like,
you go that way with Mary.
I'm not sure, but we're
going to. She's like, we'll see.
Yep.
She's going to head that way anyway.
I don't know what the special thing is. Someone didn't tell me.
Well, we'll find out later.
Okay. There we go. Thinking that we have more presents to give away.
We do.
And so we need another kid.
What do we need?
I would like a boy pick this time.
We need a boy.
You got to be fair. You picked a girl last time.
I did. I
Please
find
pick
a
boy
who can
come help
me
us out,
out
to get
here.
A present.
Let's
here up
see
on the
here.
Stage.
I need a boy. You're a little large for this one. Let's see here.
You got called out there, man.
I need a boy who can help me. How about right back there? Can you help me out? I'm not like looking far away apparently today.
You
come
know
on
what,
over.
Pastor Shalee, you should probably start walking on that side. Of the
I
room.
Should, but I'm just picking from that side. So maybe next time if I walk over there, then I'll be able to watch this way. Come on up.
Excuse me. Can I have a seat on the couch here? Okay. Well, we've got a present for you. And what do we do with presents? You open them. That's right.
You open presents.
You know, kids don't have a problem with this whole present thing. They understand. You open presents, even if it's not Christmas, Pastor Shalee.
Even if it's not Christmas, apparently.
She let me open my presents.
No,
early.
Not today.
But you can.
You
get
to open
your present today. Go ahead. And
he does not get to open. You get
off.
To open.
I think you're gonna have to slide it off.
I think so. Rawr. He's going that way. I'm going this I'm way. Going We're this not way. Even there being helpful. Oh, he's just ripping in. We love that. There you go. And look at what he's got, Pastor
Ryan. I think it's
Pastor
an Amazon
Ryan.
Box.
Amazon I mean, delivers all the things.
You know, Amazon boxes are surprises because sometimes we forget what we ordered 2 days ago.
Yeah, and we're at Christmas, we're like, should you open the box? Should I open the box? Who ordered something off Amazon? This way. There's something in there for you. Oh, he's got it.
Oh,
what is
man.
In here?
Okay, it's a construction playset here where you get to pretend to be a construction worker. I mean, I'm looking in there. Yeah, you can open it. I'm looking in here, and it looks like we got like a saw and a drill and a tape measure and safety goggles and safety masks, a safety vest and tools and everything. And did you know a construction worker was in the Bible story for Christmas?
A construction worker?
Yes, a construction worker.
Did he pour cement or do drywall?
Actually, HVAC and electrical.
You think?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not a thing then.
No, he was probably a trim carpenter, and so he was good at working with wood. You gonna take the mask on? You can take the mask on. That's cool.
That's okay.
Put the safety goggles
on. Do you think Joseph had one of these masks?
Yeah. So Joe was his name. Construction was his game. He worked with wood, and he's in the Christmas story.
And it wasn't a pain.
What?
He's looking good right here.
There we go.
We're loving it.
This is
yeah,
awesome.
Give it up for our Joseph.
Yes, this is cool.
Opener.
Now I heard
he's gonna measure you too. It's good.
Oh man, measure twice. Okay. Now
measure twice. Cut once.
I heard Joseph was coming here today.
He was?
Yes, Joseph
is Joseph
coming.
Do you see a Joseph?
Do some construction.
Can you see Joseph through those goggles?
Where's Joseph?
Do you see him coming? I don't know where he is. Oh. There he is.
There's Joseph
coming up on the stage.
What, you know, Pastor Shalee, this Joseph looks really familiar, like someone I know, but I can't tell. There's something in his eyes that I can't tell.
It's kind of weird.
It looks a little different
there. A little bit different.
Can't put my finger on it. Yeah, I think his name might be Clark or something.
Clark, no. This is Joseph.
That's Joseph.
Yes,
Joe for short, Joseph for long.
Yes.
Now, what the Bible says about
and Joey,
Joe.
And Joey, if you're a kangaroo.
And Joey, if he's a kangaroo. Full circle.
There we go.
That was good.
You like that one?
Here's what the Bible says about Joseph, is that Joseph was a good man, that he loved God. He was engaged to be married to a girl named Mary.
He was going to get married to Mary?
Yes, he was. Married to Mary.
The same Mary
that we just met a minute ago. He was a carpenter by trade, so he's in construction. And we also know that his great, 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 great.
Are you sure about great, that? How many
great,
greats are you saying?
Great, 14.
Okay.
Grandpa was King David.
Oh.
So he was royalty, even though he wasn't considered royal at the time.
He was just an ordinary
construction worker. He was a part of David's family, and his hometown was far away from where he lived. He lived in Nazareth, but his hometown was Bethlehem.
Oh.
Bethlehem.
It's getting interesting in here.
It is. You know what? I love that you got your gear. I want you to hang out with our other construction worker here and head on back for a surprise. Take your stuff with you, and we'll get this figured out. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, give it up for him and all his construction gear. He's looking so good.
You know, Pastor Shalee, I hope I survive this service.
I hope you do, too.
Yep. But you know what? I think what would be awesome is to give another present to another kid.
We need another present for another kid.
Another present.
What do I need? A boy or a girl?
You know what? On this one, it could be a boy or a girl.
Oh, I get to choose.
A boy
Let's
or a girl.
See here.
But I think you should walk
I'm
on the left side.
I'm finding some. Oh, I have
side.
To walk on the left side.
Yeah.
I have to walk on the left side to see if I can find someone in this room that I need to pick. I see such great people in here, and their hands are raised. Why don't you come help me?
Oh, fun.
Someone's
come on
coming
up here.
Up. Come on
Sit
up.
On the couch with us.
Oops, I'm sitting on top of you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, we're getting close here.
Do you know what we're about to do? Do you know what we're going to do with that?
Open it.
No. We're not. She said we're going to open it, and I'm like, nope. We're just going to look at it.
It's a beautiful
because
package.
Because apparently that's what I have to do when I go home today is just look at the presents under the tree. And so we're all going to experience the same pain and drama and trauma that I experience every single day.
But isn't it such a nice wrapping job?
Just make fake presents next time, okay?
I mean,
then
you
I
know,
don't
you guys, we should really enjoy presents a lot more because a lot of work goes into wrapping presents. So we should just look at them.
No, we should open
it's perfect.
Them. Shake them violently to figure out what's inside.
Do you want to shake it violently
you know,
to figure
kid,
out what's
Pastor
inside?
Shalee, you know
do you even know what that
do?
Word means? It means to do this. Shake it.
It makes noise. There's something in there.
There is something in this box.
Oh, I hope it wasn't a puppy.
I think we should let her open it, though. Is it a puppy in here?
I hope not. After violently shaking it like that.
That would be very bad.
That would be bad. Hey, Pastor Shelley, when I was a kid, the presents would be under the tree, and when Mom and Dad wasn't home, I would pick the tape back. Oh, there we go.
We have parents yelling, don't say that out loud. Don't do it.
I just wanted to know what was inside.
He's not very good at waiting for the surprises.
I like surprises, but they're so exciting.
He likes surprises today.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I think we should let her open this. We've kept her up here long enough. You want to open this present up? He was just joking. We're not just going to look at it. We really are going to open it up, so we'll let you open it. Oops, it's falling. Good catch, Pastor Ryan.
Yeah.
Oop, we're pulling our fingers off. This is all kinds of crazy up here.
It's a white box, just what she always
wanted.
What
a beautiful white box. This one's not from Amazon.
Nope, not from Amazon.
I mean, it did come from Amazon at some point.
True.
What is inside this box?
It's a PS5.
No, it's not.
Oh. What is it?
What is it? Do you know what that is?
It's a giraffe. Yes.
It's not a giraffe.
It's a koala bear.
No.
It's, what is it?
Is it a Joey?
It's a sheep. She said it's a sheep. It is a sheep. And someone who watches sheep is called a
shepherd.
That is correct. And I heard that a shepherd was showing up here today.
A shepherd's going to be
a
here?
A shepherd.
Somebody who watches sheep is coming in?
You can tell they're a shepherd, but now, Pastor Shelley.
Can you tell they're a shepherd?
Can a sheep be, are shepherds boys or girls?
They could be either one.
Because a shepherd is just someone who watches sheep. That's right. And there's someone watching a sheep.
There is.
Don't let that sheep run away.
Keep the sheep.
There we go.
She's been missing her sheep some, so now I'm so glad she found her sheep. She went after the lost one.
I see. She lost her sheep and she went to find it. That's crazy. Is her name Bo Peep?
Little Bo Peep? No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
So here's the deal.
This is a shepherd, and a shepherd is one of the major characters in the Bible story of Christmas. And with the shepherd, here's what we know. We know nothing about the shepherd because they were boring, ordinary people who hung out with smelly sheep. That's what we know.
Does she smell?
They stayed outside.
Can you smell her up here?
And they kept track of the sheep, and that's what they did. But God had different plans for the shepherds. Like he knew exactly who they were, and we're going to find out more about them. And, you know, we actually want you to take your sheep, which makes you a shepherd too, to go with that shepherd and get ready for our surprise. You ready?
You ready?
We could do it.
Hey, that's okay, Pastor Ryan. She's just going to hold my hand, and we're going to go take care of something. Give us just a minute.
Okay.
We got a plan, so hang on just a second. Come here.
That's cool.
Pastor Ryan?
Yes?
What do we need to do next?
So, I think I need another kid.
I'm going to take
it. Can you pick out another kid who's going to open up a present? And for this next kid, we need a girl.
I need a girl. I got to find a girl.
We need a girl.
Hang on one second. I'm looking for a girl. I need some girls. I'm going to do this first. Pastor Nikki, I'm going to give this sheep to her, and she's going to go with you. There we go. Go with Pastor Nikki. And I'm going to get another girl, and I think I'm going to take this one that's standing up right here because she's been standing up. In fact, this one has been here raising her hand all the time wanting something. So let's go this way. Whoop, whoop. We're coming up here, Pastor Ryan.
Come on up here. Come sit on the couch. There we go. Now, do you want to open that present? Yeah? We'll do it. Here we go.
She's excited about something up here.
It's a big one.
It is.
I think you could almost fit in this box.
Think you could fit in this box?
Oh, man. She's doing good. She tore through the ribbon. Oh, wow. She's like, she's got this. She's like, I know how to do this. This is like... I'm an expert. I'm a pro at opening up stuff. There we go. Opening it up.
You know how to open presents? Let's see what's in this box. She got a white box too.
Yay!
And if she was her little sister, she would be super excited about this white box, and it would be enough.
Yep.
Kids like boxes.
Parents just know when they're under a certain age, boxes is all they need. Some wrapping paper and some boxes. They don't need the present inside. Oh, look at this.
What
it's
is
an
it?
Angel.
What is it?
An angel.
An angel.
That's right.
That is an angel.
This is an angel, and an angel is a major, major character in the Christmas Bible story. And with the angel shows up a lot of times.
A lot of times? How many times is the angel showing up?
Like the angel shows up to visit Elizabeth.
Who's Elizabeth? We didn't talk about her.
We're not talking about her today. And shows up to talk to Mary.
Come back another time.
And then talks to Joseph. And then talks to 47 shepherds. And
47?
He brings all his friends to sing.
He just made that number up. We really don't know how many shepherds there were.
We don't know how many shepherds
there
were. Shepherds,
and then all the friends came?
Here's what we do know about the shepherds. There was more than one.
There was more than one shepherd.
Because they didn't say the shepherd was watching his flocks by night. The shepherds were watching their flocks by night.
Yeah, so there was more than one.
There we go. And is there an angel showing up here? I mean,
Pastor Ryan, angels can be kind of scary. We might get nervous if an angel comes.
Yeah, I mean, angels must look really, like, crazy scary because every time they show up, they say, hey, don't be afraid. I bring good news and great joy for all people. She's scary looking.
Does she look scary, Brynn? Does she look scary? No.
No, no, she doesn't. But
that might be because angels are tall and she is not.
Oh, she's vertically challenged angel. Yep, she's fallen from her heights. No, we don't do that. But I love this angel because this angel is smiling. Angels also sing, right? You're going to sing for us? No, you're not going to sing for
she's
us.
She's like, I'm not going to be tall and I'm not going to sing.
But you know what she's really good at doing? Holding up flat screen TVs. Yeah, okay. Now.
That's all the pictures, the angels. You know, they have their hands out. They're praising God. They're worshiping.
Sure.
Okay.
Because people have taken pictures of angels, right?
I don't think that's happened.
Interesting. Now, angels, we said, are tall. That sometimes they glow. Sometimes they appear. Sometimes they disappear. They sing. They are messengers of God. Sometimes they have wings. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have halos. Sometimes they don't. Does she have a halo? Or
she does,
is her halo fall?
It's a halo on her head.
But we know an angel is a major character in the story, and you've got a little angel here too. Would you take this angel and go join that angel and head to the back, please?
Thank you.
There we go. Pastor Shalee.
Yes.
One more.
I need one more kid.
A boy.
Oh, I'm sorry if you're a girl. Pastor Ryan said I got to get
a boy.
So I have to find a boy. Let's see. Once again, I think you're a little too big for this. Let me think here. Who could I get that's a boy? Oh, my goodness. You seem super excited. I think you're going to have to come up with me. Can you come up with me? Yeah? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on up here.
Come have a seat on the couch. There we go. And we got a present for you. I'll make a deal with you. If it's $1 million, you can't have it. But if it's a dollar less than $1 million, you can have what it's in there.
So if it's a million.
Okay. He's thinking we're not giving him $1 million. Let's take a look. Let's see.
Let's see what you're getting in here. Mm-hmm. Think it's $1 million?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. It might be worth a lot. I don't know.
Could be.
See. He's getting it open.
He's ripping
in. There we go. You can get everything to Amazon.
Everything can come from Amazon.
You have to open the top.
Let's go to the side. Yeah.
It's one of the tops.
This
one's top. Let's do this. So how many people, they like to play tricks on people when they wrap presents and put packing tape and extra tape to close the box before you wrap it? Yeah, you're mean. Okay, but it's also a lot of fun.
Pastor Ryan always tapes the boxes.
I will tape it shut so it's good.
What did he get in this box?
Wait. How much does that add up to that gold? Oh, man. He's got gold bars here. Oh, man.
Maybe it's $1 million.
I don't know, but it's expensive here. And gold bars are actually a part of the Christmas story.
They are?
Well, you know what these gold bars are good for? This gold bar here is for you to practice of how to stick your hand through a hole, grab the bar, and try to get it back out. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Somebody knows about that. Somebody I heard knows. Somebody, okay. Yeah. If some of y'all are like, what's he saying? If you don't, you don't.
Now, getting gold, like, it'd be really cool if that was the real thing, wasn't it?
You think that's real gold?
It's pretend gold.
It's but pretend.
Take it to the bank and see what they do for it, okay?
Don't tell him that, Pastor Ryan. That's not so fun.
I'm a great influence, ain't I? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You can find treasure inside that.
There's now, treasure in this one.
Speaking of treasure, we heard there was a treasure person, a royalty person coming.
Really?
Someone who is full of wisdom. You might say they were wise, like a wise guy.
Wise man?
No, a wise guy.
Are you sure?
A wise guy.
A wise guy?
A wise guy. I like
that. Maybe. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they might be in this room somewhere.
They might be? Where do you think they are? Do you see anybody wise in this room?
Wait,
he does?
You do?
You see, did you point to him? Is he wise? How about your dad out there?
Oh,
is
he doesn't wise? Know to be.
Oh, no, he's like, nope, oh, it's no, just this it. One.
This guy
just
right
this one
here.
Wise yep. man.
I don't know. This guy looks shady, not wise.
I don't know. It took him a while to get up here. You know why it took him so long to get up here, Pastor Ryan?
Why?
Because he came from afar.
Oh, well, that's because he wasn't using a car. Yeah.
He
and because he was barefoot, too.
Well, that takes a while.
Yeah.
These people coming from the snow and the barefoot, it's really odd.
I know. Like, no wonder why it took forever for him to get up here. But, you know, here's what the Bible says, that there was some royalty that came from the east, which would have to be at that time, like, either from, like, India or from Asia, that traveled a long time to follow a star that they believed would point them to the new king of the whole world. And did you know how many wise men were there? How many wise men were there?
Three. Everybody's saying three.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Well, it could be correct.
It could be.
It could be correct.
But we don't know. The Bible never says that there were three wise men. It doesn't. Go check it for yourself, okay?
What's never it says, say, Pastor Ryan?
It says there were three gifts that the wise men brought. And here's what we do know. There's more than one wise man.
Yes.
But there could have been 47 wise men.
There could have been.
Could have been. But they only brought three gifts.
What were those gifts?
Gold,
frankincense, and myrrh.
And myrrh, all very valuable things.
I was going to say, nowadays it'd be weird to bring a baby, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know what?
Is that what you guys give your kids? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
You know what?
Hey, nobody said that on the video.
Here's the deal. When you're having a baby shower, you bring presents for the parent. Not for the baby, like diapers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's like the best present you could
it
bring.
It is. So
that's
you think they were bringing some
they should have brought
diapers for the baby, Jesus?
Yeah.
Mary would have been
but
excited
you know
about
you
that.
You know what, bud? You got gold here, which matches up to his present there. We need you to go on a journey and follow that wise man and figure out what you're about to do. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
It is a surprise.
So, Pastor Shelley, in just a moment, we're going to go through the Bible story. And here, all these characters, all combined into one story, according to the Bible. But before we have story time, I think it's time to have a snack.
Ooh, snacks before stories.
Yes. I mean, like, who wouldn't want milk and cookies?
I love milk and cookies.
Yes, we got
story
milk and
time.
Cookies for everyone in the room. We're going to get that. And while we're passing out milk and cookies, we're going to go back to the experts who have more to say about this whole deal and what's the best present of all.
Let's see
take
what
a look
say.
And let's get our milk and cookies.
What's the best present ever?
What I would like is money, a pet corgi, a dog.
It truly made American Girl being able to design it, and I also think being able to ride in Santa Claus's sleigh.
I'll rather pick up an electric bike, an Xbox X, and some other things.
Switch, a bike, to meet my favorite celebrity, God.
Dirt bike.
Mini surprise
box.
A
can of water.
Lego sets.
Gymnastics sets.
A phone.
Mario Odyssey.
Remote control.
A lot of Pokemon cards.
A gift I want for Christmas is a VR6.
A gift I want for Christmas is a VR headset.
Two gifts I want for Christmas is my family to be reunited in the RC car to play with.
Squishmallow.
Legos.
My family.
I'm with chocolate.
There's the present.
Scooter.
Called the Hollyoaks Quartet. It's an orange bus thing.
Music. Dollhouse.
My favorite present that I have is Pokemon cards.
A PS5.
PS5.
Heated blanket.
A cat.
A dog.
My wife.
That's a good one.
I want a big squishmallow.
The best present ever is gone.
The best present ever is a giant squishmallow.
Thanks, Scanny.
I really want for Christmas is a playset.
I want an electric scooter.
The nicest present that I would like is an iPad.
The nicest present I would have is an iPhone watch.
Mine coins.
All I want for Christmas is you. I want Pokemon cards for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is Robux.
For Christmas, I would like a crocheting kit.
For Christmas, I would love to have my friends and family together.
Vikings tickets. Packers tickets.
I don't know. Tell me.
The best gift ever is to go to Hawaii.
Well, my favorite present would probably be an Apple Watch.
I would like an electric scooter.
I would like to have my grandpa.
A trip to Niles.
A phone.
What I think would be a really good present is a quad.
What I think would be a really good present is being able to see my family.
A very good present would get a VR headset.
My very good present would be giving money to the homeless when people are in need.
Well, that's a good one.
And I got one more. And I want to get a $100 Robux card.
I want to, first of all, for Christmas, I want to get a Robux card so I can customize my character.
I want 2 Robux cards and that's it.
Same.
Yeah, give it up for our kids. Pastor Ryan?
Got a lot of kids.
They did do, and you know what? That's so much fun to watch. I just kind of am laughing because a dad's sitting over here, and his kid wants a trip to Hawaii. So you think he's getting her that for Christmas?
I'm not so sure that little kid came up with that idea. That's probably mom saying that enough times where the kid repeats it, trying to give dad a hint.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. A trip to Hawaii sounds pretty good. But, you know, those kids have some deep answers.
They did.
You know, they're asking for Roblox and all that stuff, but then they're saying things like, I just want to be reunited with my family and give money to the homeless and just things like that. Our kids are thinking deep.
They are.
They're thinking not only about presents, but about God's presence.
Yeah. And, you know, so some of these kids, they wanted things. But you know what they also wanted? They wanted people, because relationships matter. Relationships to the people that are around us, they matter. And what's even more important than that, Pastor Shirley, is a relationship with God matters.
It does.
That God wants a relationship with you and me so much that he sent his son Jesus. And you know, I think it's time to hear a story, the Christmas story. Pastor Shirley, will you present the Christmas story to us?
Absolutely. I have a book right here. It's called The First Christmas Night. I'm going to show a picture right after I read the page. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Isaiah 9:6.
It looks like there's some people traveling in the picture to a town that's far, far away in another galaxy, maybe.
Galaxy far? Not quite the right story. 'Twas the very first Christmas when all through the town not a creature was stirring, there was not a sound. The moon shining bright in the heavens so high gave the luster of midday to Bethlehem's sky.
So there's a city and everyone's sleeping, and so it's quiet and it's nighttime. Someone should write a song about that.
Silent Night?
Yes.
I think there's already one. The animals were nestled in warm, cozy places with looks of contentment on each of their faces.
You know what? They don't realize that the paparazzi are about to pop in on there.
Oh, no. Someone is coming.
It's just another night in the stable.
Then something happens.
Someone's going to take their place.
And Mary and Joseph, so tired from the road, had just settled in to a humble abode. To a Bethlehem stable, they had traveled with care. They knew that their baby soon would be there.
It looks like our story got a little bit bigger.
It did. I'm seeing double over there.
I know. I think it's just my eyes. I'm getting too sick up here or something. I'm seeing double up there. Two Marys, two Josephs.
And then in the stable, a baby's first cry. Peace on earth, goodwill, redemption is nigh. He had not a crib, but in a manger instead, the tiny new baby lay down his sweet head. Mary looked down at his cute little nose and silently counted 10 fingers, 10 toes.
Because 11 would be weird.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
As shepherds kept watch on a small nearby hill, their sheep were all silent and sleepy and still. When suddenly in the sky there arose such a sight, one angel, then many, appeared in the night. The heavens rejoiced as the story unfurled. A baby, a savior, had been born to the world. So the shepherds arose to search for the place, to get a close look at the sweet baby's face. Then, out of the east, there came royalty, whose mission was finding the Savior, you see. When they finally found the babe they had sought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh were the gifts that they brought. So the wise men bowed down and praised his sweet name. Soon all those who heard would rejoice that he came. And now we that know can say with delight, Jesus was born on the first Christmas night.
The wise men came, and their response was to worship that the Savior had been born. And that's what we're going to do for the next few moments. We're going to worship Jesus and thank God for sending his son. And so I'm going to invite you to join us as we stand to our feet if you're able, and let's worship God together.
Jesus. and all of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. All of the glory, all of the glory. All day and night, night and day, let worship arise.
Comes to Christmas, I think we have it in our mind that we want it to be perfect. We want it to go according to plan. As a matter of fact, I only glanced briefly as I'm going through the channels. The Hallmark Channel, they had a movie on this week, a holiday movie, about a mom who wanted to have this perfect Christmas and had a list of these are the five things that have to happen in order to have a perfect Christmas. But how many of you know that no matter how hard you try, sometimes plans don't work out? That it doesn't work out the way you think it's going to work out. You know, when we were putting together this family Christmas for this family, we had some plans, we had some ideas, some things we were going to do. And just Friday morning, did you know, our main computer that runs everything on our stage and all of our stuff and controls all of it, it decided it wanted to see Jesus. It took this whole Christmas, come let us adore him thing too literally, and it just became blue. Blue screen of death. Now, when things don't work out, it kind of puts us off kilt. It kind of makes it where we're like, oh, and we can get ourselves into a rut, into a funk where we're like, oh, nothing's working out because that didn't work out and that didn't work out and that didn't work out. And it reminds me of a Christmas when I was a boy. My dad got a video camera. And he's like, I'm going to produce a movie of my boys opening up their presents for Christmas. That can't go wrong, right? And the first thing we realized was that there are no lights in our living room. And so the camera could pick up nothing. And so we had to bring lamps in from all the bedrooms and bring them into the living room just so there'd be enough light to film. And so dad's like, ready, action. And we're supposed to open our presents and we're supposed to be happy. And that's what my dad thought. Except what my brothers do. They started fighting with each other and they weren't appreciative of the gifts and they weren't excited. And there's a point where dad's just like, cut, cut, cut. No, no, this is not how Christmas is supposed to be. I had a plan and it didn't work out. And he's yelling at them and he's telling them, hey, you gotta be appreciative and you're gonna open the presents, stop fighting with each other. And while my dad is talking to my brothers, all of a sudden we smell a smell. You see, one of the lamps that we brought into the living room fell over and it burned a hole into our couch. Talk about a Christmas that wasn't perfect. And when it comes to the very first Christmas there ever was, I'm sure it wasn't Joe's plan that he'd find out his fiance is pregnant before they're even married. I'm sure it wasn't Joe's plan that he would have to travel all the way back to his hometown. And when they finally got there, there wasn't even a place to stay. I mean, they're going to lay a baby in a feeding trough. And yet, thousands of years later, we're like, oh, it's so cute, a nativity. Look at the manger. But back then, it's like, look at the manger. Ugh. Like, it wasn't the plan. It wasn't the plan for ordinary shepherds to be watching their flocks at night to all of a sudden get an angelic visitation. It wasn't the plan. It wasn't perfect. But the Bible says that in the fullness of time, God sent his son. Meaning that when God deemed that the time was perfect, he introduced Jesus into this world. You see, God knows way more than what we know. He understands way more than we understand. And he sees a bigger picture than we could ever see through our own eyes. You see, God knew that we needed an imperfect Christmas where it didn't go as planned, but it didn't take away the fact of what Christmas was really about. It wasn't about the right tree or the right present or the right stable, the right nativity. It was about the fact a baby had been born. Jesus was coming into this world. In Jesus' words himself, in John chapter 3, he says, God loves you guys, and he loves all of everybody, the whole world even, so much that he sent me, his son, so that through me, everyone could be saved. You see, that was the point. And too often we leave Christmas and God and Jesus, and we leave Jesus as a baby in a manger. Although I hear race car drivers like praying to this version of Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. We leave him there, but that's not the end of the story. You see, Jesus didn't come to start a religious movement. He didn't come to be a good person. He didn't come to be a prophet. He didn't come to do miracles and heal some people. He came to be the Savior of all of us. You see, the Bible says that all of us fall short of God's standard when it comes to sin. We all sin. And because of that, we can't be with God. We're doomed as a human race to spend eternity apart from God forever in hell. And you might say, wait a second, Pastor. I thought it was a good, loving God, like the sweet baby Jesus. Like, why would a good God send people to hell? Let me tell you about our good God. Because if he was not good, you know what he would do? He'd be like, stinks to be humans. Oh, well. I guess that's where they're going. But he didn't. Instead, he came up with a rescue plan. And that's what the angels are celebrating. They were celebrating that God put together a plan, and now is the time, in the fullness of time, even when it looks like it's imperfect, it's perfect, that he's sending his son so that through him, we could be saved. Saved from what? Saved from eternity in hell. That's how much God loves us. So no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, like if you think about your life, you would say, oh, this got messed up, and this didn't work out the way I planned, and it didn't go this way, and it didn't happen like this, and I'm supposed to be over there, but things just didn't work out. It's not been perfect, but let me tell you that in everything that's happened in your life, God knows you. He sees you. Just like he saw the ordinary nobody shepherds on the side of a hill, he knew exactly where they were to send the angels. He knows exactly where you are right now. He loves you. He cares about you. He sent his son for you. That is the biggest present of all. And like the kids said on the couch, what you do with the present is you open a present. And God's given his son Jesus for you and to you. There is a present waiting with your name on it, waiting for you to open it. You see, it's not about the stuff, and it's about relationship. It's a relationship with the creator of the universe. God has done his part, and he's wondering, will you do your part? Will you open up your gift today? Now, you might be sitting there, you might be watching online right now, and you're saying, Pastor, I don't even know, where's this gift with my name on it? What do I got to do to open a present? Well, the Bible says we got to have a conversation with God to make things right, to get right with God. That conversation we simply call prayer. And in this prayer, we need to recognize, hey, we're not worthy. Hey, we've messed up. It's appropriate to say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Next, we got to believe. We got to believe that God loves us. We got to believe that he sent his son, Jesus, who was born in a stable in a manger, that he came to save us, that he paid the price for us. Believe that he did that for you. Claim that, yep, that's my presence, got my name on it. And the way we open the presence, what we do next, is we decide to put God as the leader of our life. We say, God, it's no longer about me, and it's all about you. We go all in when it comes to God. And it's in that moment when we pray that prayer that we are forgiven, we are set free, we are made part of God's family, we get hope, we get joy, we get purpose, we get mission. Mission to help others find God too. We're not talking about a perfect life. We're talking about a life with God inside. I want to help you with this prayer today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray this prayer in bite-sized pieces out loud, and I'm going to encourage you to, if you want to say yes to God today, that you would say it after me, repeating after me out loud as well. The Bible says that it's in our heart that we believe, but it's with our mouth that we say out loud, God, you're in charge of me. You're my Lord. But don't worry, you're not praying alone today. I'm asking the entire Focus family to pray with us, because this is the most important thing that we do. We are focused on helping people find God's place in their life. This matters above everything on if you're right with God, if you're all in with God. So I'm going to invite everyone in this room to bow their heads, to close their eyes. And I'm going to pray. Let's pray together. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for the sin of my life. I need you. I believe you love me so much. You sent your son Jesus to pay the price for me. I want to live for you, with you in charge, going all in. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.